they used to be now. Where did all the blue skies go? Poison is the wind that blows.
Welcome back to the Charlie Tuna Show, presented by Ameren Missouri on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
This portion of the show is brought to you by John Mineo's Restaurant, 13490 Clayton Road. Fine cuisine. You want to take your lovely lady out or your fella out for a great dinner? Go to Mineo's Restaurant. And let's go back to my guest, Maurice Scott. Maurice, how you doing? You know,
I'm doing great.
We got a text in a minute ago about, Joe, what was that text? What is, we got a baby on the line wants to talk to you, too. What did that text say real quick, Joe?
The text, it was from a 636 number, and it said, wow, I can't believe Maurice said that Illinois is not ready to hire a black coach.
It's been like that for years. It's been rumored like that for years, Maurice.
The only guy that got close to
Jimmy Collins. I don't know what tunnel they've been under. this go all the way back to Jimmy Collins.
That's what I just said.
That's
call
it.
In
That's
here right. with that mess. Call, get a number out. Have that, call in here with that mess so I can deal with you. That goes all the way back to Jimmy Collins.
Who should have got the job.
Yep.
Yeah. That's old news. He must not be no more than 25. I'm 54 years old, man. Get out of here with that mess. Call in here with that. Get the numbers out, Tuna. Then call in here with that mess. Don't be texting nothing. That mess.
Folks, if you want to call and talk to Maurice, it's 1-855-282-8255.
Don't text.
1-855-282-8255. Of course, texting is a new way. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Baby O. Go ahead, Baby O, you're on with Maurice Scott.
Well, good evening, gentlemen.
Hello.
Maurice, it's a good day in Columbia, Missouri, isn't it?
It's a great day, man. I never dreamed it would be this sweet.
And let me tell you something. This proves one thing, and Maurice, we had this conversation earlier. The old money is just about out at Mizzou. Well, and it started with Bill Lawry when he decided not to have Coach Stewart there in that new arena. Remember when he said, I'm not putting a dime in this arena long as Stewart is there. I think the newer money is influencing people now. The days of old Mizzou, I think those days are just about over with. And I'm going to tell you, you guys mentioned something about Odom. Odom better look out. Because with Martin in there, the climate is going to change. And if they start winning right away, and I'm not talking about NCAA winning, I'm just anything that's improved over the last 3 years. And I think one thing, Martin's in a good position. Because they could have brought you and me in there, Maurice. It would have been better than the last 3 years. So Martin doesn't have much to get criticized for, considering what he's replacing. And
but here's the thing, not to cut you off, Baby O, but I think the important thing is to remember, when you play a black man $21 million, yeah, he's going to have to win. Mm-hmm. He's going to have to be successful because it's going to come up, and as soon as if he's not successful, it's going to be the money. Is going to be a factor. That's what they're going to start talking about. Now I agree with you, but he's going to have to win, and I agree with you. It's much better than anything they've had, but he's got a lot of pressure on him too. He's going to have to bring in great recruits, and he's going to have to win. And I say this. Travis Ford and them are in Big Doughboy down there. Pray, Tate, they better be shaking in their boots too.
Yeah.
Because, and like I said, Kaiser is not going to try to recruit everybody from this area, but he's going to make a big impact because I know how he does business and I know how he conducts himself. It's going to be a first class outfit in Columbia. I'm sorry, baby.
I'll say this. You mentioned Travis Ford. There's a kid that committed to SLU for next year. I'm betting Ford wishes this guy was a junior, a senior right now. And he's one of the best players in the state. And people aren't going to stop recruiting just because he made a verbal commitment to St. Louis U. Now, I'm not saying Martin is going to come in and recruit this kid, but I think with this kid's talent, there's a pretty good chance him and a lot of other Division I schools are going to be coming after this kid. I'm not even going to mention his name. We all know who he is. He's 6'8", 240. Mm-hmm. We'll leave it at that.
I know who
but
he
I just
is.
Wanted to call in and congratulate Martin for one thing. And things are going to look up because I'm going to tell you, I think things could be better when if you have a possible chance to get the number one recruit in the country. And if anybody criticizes, oh, he bringing the kid's dad in. Mm-hmm. Remember, Kansas did that with Ed Manning, and got his son and led him to a national championship. And I'm not predicting that, but this is nothing new. If this guy can recruit also, things will be good. But bringing this Porter kid in, that would be a nice first guy to sign with Missouri, and I'm hoping that's the case.
Right.
Take care, guys. Maurice, I'll be talking to you soon. And
no
congratulations,
problem,
Martin. And it's been a long time since I've said this, but go Mizzou. Take care.
Another thing, Maurice, this is going to open the door for Mizzou to have a nice path. Like you said, we can't go up Highway 55 or 57 and get everybody, but they're going to be able to get some kids from the Chicago Public League, Maurice.
Yeah, that's going to be huge, Tuna. People don't realize that Konzo recruited Mr. Basketball out of Chicago, Morgan Park, last year, Charlie Moore, the starting point guard at Cal, and who made the All-Pac-12 freshman team this year. So he's no stranger. He'll go right in there right away. He's established relationships all across the country, and he's going to go in and do quite well in Chicago and across the country, but you make a great point, Chicago particularly.
As he builds his staff, Maurice, do you look for him to hire coaches that he's already has on the Cal payroll to take with him, or is he going to hire some new guys? Is he going to get some of the East St. Louis blood with him? Who's he going to have on board with him?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that, please?
I said, as far as his assistants go, is he going to bring some of the guys with him from Cal, or is he going to have an influx of maybe some of the East St. Louis influence to come in and help him?
Well, he already has an assistant, Marco Harris, that played at Lincoln with Konzo and played at Southwestern Oklahoma State in his collegiate career. He's already the director of basketball operations and one of his top assistants.
Okay.
He'll come with him. I think I don't want to let too much out because the official press conference is Monday, but I think he will add one person on that list. Will it be Porter? Will it be Jamal Walker, who's the interim head coach of Illinois? Will it be Charlie Tuna? I don't know who it is, but I think he will make an addition to his staff, at least one person to his staff.
Now, the press conference is at 4 o'clock at the Mizzou Arena. I don't know if I'm going or not. I might. And with this, a lot of people don't realize he becomes the highest paid coach, like you said, Maurice, in Missouri history. That storied so-called history that won all those Big Eight crowns but couldn't do anything else. He's going to, there's a new attitude now in Mizzou, and they just shut me up.
yep, you're right. This is an historic hire for the Missouri brass there. And, you know, I know all the Illinois fans are all pissed off. And I don't know. I got all this California stuff and this Illinois stuff. And Jeremiah Tillman ended up leaving. I just might just burn it all up like they did LeBron James jersey. But anyway, here's the deal. It's ironic that the Illinois fans, and I'm seeing a lot of stuff on social media, oh, we didn't want him anyway.
Yeah,
he wasn't our first choice. Oh, that man is just so much BS out there. You offered him $16 to $18 million, and he turned it down. Live with it, fighting the line now. You're not ready for a black coach. And if you was, go find you one. There's plenty of Negroes out here coaching collegiate basketball and some good ones. You got the money and champagne. Go find you one. Guess what? I don't really think they wanted Konzo Martin. Let me put it that way.
If they wanted him, they could have got him.
They could outbid in Missouri. They got the money. And when they got Lovie Smith, they didn't want two Negroes up there at the same time running the two black programs, the biggest programs coming in there. Now, since that guy wanted to text me, I just put everything on the table.
Well,
call in here with that mess.
Well, let me go a step further. A lot of things people don't know. Of course, the Porters are from that area in Columbia. And Porter Jr. was recruited by Mizzou, and he signed, of course, with Cunzo.
Romar.
But Porter's youngest son, Jonte Porter, is a four-year starter recruit that he's committed to Washington as well. And with the firing of Lorenzo Romar, no telling what that's going to be. And the Porter's sisters, Sierra and Bree, play on the Mizzou's basketball team.
Tuna, I know for a fact that the Porters want to return back to the Midwest. I'm not saying they're coming to Columbia. I know them. I know for a fact they're interested in returning this way. The other Porter is the number one rated player in the country. In the country. He led the number one ranked team in the country this year. I know at one point they were number one in the country, the team, the high school he played for. I don't know if Conzo's going to bring those guys here, but I don't think they're going to stay in Washington and Romar's not there.
Right.
I just put it that way.
Now, Cunzo Martin played under one of the toughest basketball coaches who should have been a football coach in Gene Katie, and he brings that kind of defensibility with him, doesn't he?
No doubt about it. He allows his players to play, but you must play defense for Cunzo Martin. It's going to be an exciting brand of basketball with the athletes he recruits and he recruits. And it's going to bring back some old Mike Anderson days with the 40 minutes of hell and stuff like that. Those are the sort of because Mike made you play defense too, but he allowed his teams to play. You're going to see a little bit of that, but you're going to see a lot of tough man-to-man defense with Cunzo Martin. And everybody can't play man-to-man. You won't see no zones. Usually you won't see none of that, no junk. You're going to see some pressing, and you're going to see some tough man-to-man, or you won't be playing for Cunzo Martin. That's something that the University of Missouri hasn't seen in years, and that's what sell tickets. The Hearns Center will be rocking. They might start selling Nick Bones and Chitlins in there before this thing goes.
Now, since 2008, Cunzo has had 6 20-win seasons. Now, get this one. He was at Tennessee from 2011 to 2014. 2011, 2012, he won 19 games. 2012, 13, 20 games. 2013 and 2014, before they forced him out, he won 24 ball games.
That's right. His he improved every year. At Missouri State, Tennessee, California, every year he went from like 16 wins to jumped to like 20 wins every year. And let me tell you, this thing is not going to take long for him to turn around here in Columbia. I'm not saying they're going to the Elite Eight next year, but it won't be 3 or 4 years either. And let's face it, the SEC after Kentucky and every once in a while Florida, you don't have any juggernauts in the SEC. You got some good, great basketball. Don't get me wrong, but none of them are talking about winning the national championship but Kentucky. So, on a regular basis. So, again, a great, great, great situation for Cunzo. And, yeah, I'm putting a lot of pressure on him because it's going to be a lot of pressure on him to win. But I think they got the right guy that can handle the pressure. And I'm not bragging, but if you can succeed, come from East St. Louis, that's a lot of money growing up on St. Louis Avenue in East St. Louis.
That's a good point.
You can make it in East St. Louis. You can make it anywhere. Boone County will not be a problem for Cunzo.
He even has Jackie John Kersey to help him recruit.
Hey, you better say it. You better say it, boy. Hey, all of them are close. All of them. And that's one thing about East St. Louis. Everybody's close. Jackie's that way with you, Tuna. Mm-hmm. It's something, and I hate to just bring up race, but it says something about us. When we see people do well, most of the time we reach out and help each other. And you better believe that he's going to have a lot of people, black and white alike, to really, really help him at the University of Missouri. And for the Illinois fans and some of you Missouri fans who are upset, just get used to it because, you know, them John Cadillac days and them picking them, they sitting on Mammy's lap, them days over with in Boone County for the next 7 years.
Maurice, this is a 7-year contract, right? $3 million a year. Is this the potentially the last landing spot for Konzo Martin, or is Konzo Martin using this maybe someday as a stepping stone to go somewhere else?
No, I would never say never. I never speak for anybody that we talk about that I know personally when I come on, but I really think that Konzo is going to make Columbia home.
Okay.
One thing about him, he's a man of integrity. Let's throw away basketball. They gave him a big commitment today. The University of Missouri said, we believe in you, Konzo Martin. And he's not the type of guy to just walk away from something. And it's nothing like building your own program as well. Like Baby O said, it's like Drake, starting from the bottom, now we're here. And if he gets this thing turned around, where else will you want to go? Columbia can be a great place for you when you win if things are going right. Let's see what happens.
You mentioned that he's not going to put up with the baggy pants, the cornrow hair, this and that. What is that saying to potentially somebody that is of that ilk and that dresses that way? And they're a great basketball player. Will he turn the blind eye to some of that and maybe accept some of that? Or is he staunch in his ground and saying, this is the kind of student athlete I want to be on my squad?
Oh, no. I didn't say he's not opposed to the cornrows and the dreadlocks. No. If they can play basketball, they can wear dreadlocks. You know, I'm saying he's not going to recruit any thugs to Columbia. Mm-hmm. Okay, mm-hmm. You won't have to worry nobody getting pulled over with no dope in the car. You won't have to worry about nobody pulling somebody blouse up and showing their nipples. You won't have to worry about them kind of guys. He's not going to have that kind of stuff.
Okay,
love
okay,
fair enough.
Now you hit upon this point earlier, Maurice. University of Illinois, they're going to probably get a big time coach. Remember, they'll be okay.
Mm-hmm.
For the past 4 or 5 months, we've been ramping and raving about St. Louis U, which is fine to say. But they're the school of all the hires that I know. I saw Coach Ford last night at a restaurant. But of all the hires, the coaches they could have hired in Mizzou to put a thumbtack and slew start is Konzo Martin.
Man, it was a dagger. It was like throwing darts and hitting the bullseye. This hire is going to be felt in St. Louis, Champaign, Kansas. People think I'm crazy. This is the type of program that this guy's going to bring to the table in Columbia. But definitely here locally, and I'm including Champaign, it's going to put a dent in it. Just think of Jeremiah Tillman says, I'm going to play for my homeboy. Just think if that happens. They'll be ready to blow up the campus up there in Champaign. They made a major mistake not opening up the money vault in Champaign. Now, who knows? Konzo might not just want to go to Champaign. I've been saying that I felt that I was totally wrong. The only thing I said he would never go to Missouri. Only if they would pull the brakes truck up, and they did it. So hats off to them. But I just think things have gotten a lot tougher for Travis Ford and old Cupcake Tate down at St. Louis U.
Before we shift subjects a little bit here, and before we let you go, I've had you on a long time, but you don't mind.
Yep.
Leave us with people that are. What can we expect? Totally bundle up from a coach, Cunzo Martin.
What can we totally expect from him?
Yep. Overall,
a leader, a hard worker, someone that that's going to recruit guys, that's going to be the epitome of a student athlete. He won't have any knuckleheads that's not getting their schoolwork. He won't have guys, like I said, being pulled over with some dope in their car. He won't have any guys when you see their green drawers and their pants hanging down on their butt. He's going to recruit great players. And here's the breaking news that I'm going to give to you.
Uh-oh.
Michael Porter Jr.
Hot off the presses.
It's right here, hot off the presses. He's thinking about coming to Missouri and follow Cunzo Martin, the number one ranked player in the country. Mm-hmm. Michael Porter Jr. is considering coming to Columbia and play for Cunzo Martin. You heard it here first, too. Mm-hmm.
Well, he better go there if his dad's going to be an assistant coach.
Mm-hmm. Well.
Yep. But I hope I answered your question, Tuna. You got a guy that's going to make kids work. You're not playing any defense, you won't be playing. And all people got to do is Google or go on YouTube and look at any of his teams, wherever he's coached. He's had fundamentally sound basketball players who are athletic, and they're going to get up and down the floor. Won't be none of that five passes and weaving and cutting and all this crap you see downtown with Travis Ford. This pick and pop stuff either. They're going to play basketball in Columbia. That's for sure.
He's always come on my show when he was with Tennessee. When he went on Cal, you got him on, and I'm sure we'll get him on sometimes next week.
Well, you can count that, Tuna. You can count that. I've never been anywhere. I've been on with anybody where he hasn't come on with me or for me. You and Frank Cusimano, he'll be on before anybody else. That's for sure.
Let's shift gears real quick. What the hell is wrong with Ezekiel Elliott?
Mm.
You know, Tuna, I just think you got an immature young man that's making a lot of money. It doesn't really surprise me too much because he's still a young man. I think Rocky Arsenault and Marshall Faulk and the people who are around him, they can tell him, but they can't hold his hand and babysit him 24 hours a day. At some point, it's going to have to click in. He's not playing for the Cleveland Browns. He's playing for the Dallas Cowboys. And when you play for the Dallas Cowboys and you're black and you're making that kind of money, you're going to be a target. Now, I really think, and I heard you, Tuna, you said it didn't look like the girl – like it caught off guard. I don't think she cared one way or another. We'll find out if she tried to sue him.
No, well, she says she gave him permission. But let me tell you what. Like I mentioned, her father. I bet her father's upset. Go to YouTube. Her father's upset. I can tell you that.
Okay. Was she white, Tuna?
You know it.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well,
his sister would have slapped him.
Somebody's going to get paid. Somebody's going to get paid. Even if you say the daddy's upset.
Well, I don't know that, but I'm sure he is.
Well, she going to be upset because he upset. Now, they could have been best of friends, and she probably didn't care. I mean, people that age do that stuff.
Yeah.
It's not normal. I didn't see the video, but it happens all the time.
Mm-hmm.
He's not too far out of college. You know, liquor is a hell of a drug too, y'all. And people do strange things. And all I'm saying is, it is a big deal, not only because he's a football player. You just don't do a woman like that, you know. But I'm not going to put it past that she didn't care either.
Well,
she's going to turn into something different.
She supposedly, after it happened, she supposedly pulled it down after. It was at a St. Patrick's Day party, and things like that happened. But I would never do that to a woman. I mean,
it's very immature.
Mm-hmm. He was just upset. He was just upset a few weeks ago because somebody almost got in a fight with his sister in a damn basketball game
right here in town.
Yeah, right. Well. Let me make this clear. I don't want people to think I'm taking up for this clown because he's very immature and he really needs to grow up. And there was no excuse for what he did. None. Whether she wanted him to or not, or gave him permission. He's not in a position to do nothing like that. Now, if Ty was at the party and had about 3 green beers and did it, they probably would have laughed it off. But he's not. He's making millions of dollars. He's not in a position to do that.
And he's under investigation by the NFL already.
Yeah, he's a nincompoop. And he's going to cost himself a lot of money. And he's going to end up being blackballed very soon. I'd love to hear what Scott Rosenblum would have to think about this.
I can tell you this, that Scott Rosenblum, if necessary, would be involved.
I was really giving Scott a free commercial, but I knew you would take that and run with it, too. I knew what you were
going to do. Whether people know it or not, Scott is one of my sponsors. He's just silent.
That's right. Me and Tuna have been having Scott on. Tuna introduced me to Rosenblum. Oh, 20 years ago, 25 years ago. Tuna's about 78, so he's had him on speed dial at least 50 years. I've had him on speed dial about 20. Mm-hmm. How about that?
I always tell people, I told this to Rick Smith of the Rams. Mm-hmm. I told this because I'm the one that got the Rams to hire Scott Rosenblum, and he still works for him. I said, put his number in your pocket because you never know when you may need him. And if he comes, he can shut people up. You know what I mean? So that's the kind of guy.
We damage control.
Hey, somebody wants to talk to Maurice?
He wants to come on.
Moses want to come on now or what?
No, he wants to come on after.
Okay.
But he's on hold. I'm just
All right, Maurice. Thanks very much for joining us. And
thanks for having me. Your listeners, we'll get Konzo on as soon as the smoke clears and he gets settled in and stuff. But it won't be too long, Tony. He's a combo guy.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Maurice. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks for having me.
All right, let's go to co-host Moses. Go ahead, Moses.
Charlie, what's going on? How you doing tonight?
Okay.
Charlie, I have to say, today when I got the news that Quanzo Martin was named the new head coach in basketball, I'm speaking from the perspective of a fan now, I have not been that elated since I heard.
Hello?
Yeah, Charlie, you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay. I was saying that today when I saw the news that Quanzo Martin was going to be named the new head coach of Missouri of basketball, I was as excited as a fan as I was the day I heard Freeman Bosley say, St. Louis Rams, how sweet it is. Because, you know, Quanzo Martin, man, he brings instant credibility to this program. He can recruit. He's coached in the Pac-12. He's coached in the SEC. And Missouri needs to make a statement with this hire, and that's just what they did. I think they hit a home run.
Yeah, I think so, too. There's a lot of avenues that he's going to cover. We mentioned all of them a minute ago. Yeah, it was a great hire. And the future is bright for Mizzou.
And you know what? I'm so glad that the current Missouri athletic director had no ties and no allegiance to anyone in this area. Made this hire based on who he felt was the best qualified candidate to bring this program back to respectability. Okay. And I applaud the AD for that.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Sound like you headed to your other job.
Yeah, Charlie, you know I got to go to the old corporate plantation, man. What can I say?
Well, at least you got a job.
Right.
All right.
All right. Good night, man.
See you Monday. All right.
That's Take care.
That was Moses, one of our co-hosts.
Yep.
Yeah, let's take. Did we just take a timeout?
No, we need to take one.
We need to take one. We're about late for 3 or 4. Sorry, I did all the talking tonight, folks. But special kind of night. That's gonna translate into
a black man in Columbia, Missouri, heading up that basketball program.
Well, he's the third one in 4 years. Yeah. Third one out of four coaches.
But one that you, Maurice Scott, and others in this area really, really like.
Well, I like Mike Anderson, too.
No, I know, but I'm saying this is a guy from our area.
It's really, really, really.
Yeah.
Like, how many, and there's nothing to slap in the face of East St. Louis whatsoever, but as Maurice mentioned, how many guys from St. Louis Avenue and over in East St. Louis are 21 million millionaires?
Yeah. That's true. You don't see any big houses being put down there.
And when you meet Kunzo, not Quanzo, folks.
Kunzo.
It's Kunzo Martin. Because I know they're going to destroy him.
Oh, yeah. for the first couple of months.
Just call Mr. Martin. Yeah. Coach Martin.
And let me say this to the caller that texted in. Illinois does not want an Afro-American coach. They've had many opportunities to have one.
The big one was Jimmy Collins.
Jimmy Collins was an excellent coach. Excellent coach.
And had a tie to the city of Chicago.
Great recruit. Now, he was talking about a recruiter. Oh, my goodness gracious. Yeah. Hey, we'll take a quickie. We'll be right back.